This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
36 minutes past seven, I'm Khoo Soo Chuang, joined by Wong Xiao Ning. Now, in about half an hour, Roshan Kaneson will talk to the general manager for Southeast Asia at a company called Riot Games.
Yes, and Riot Games, for a lot of us like me, I didn't know, is part of the video game industry, which has grown rapidly, especially since esport leagues and tournaments gained prominence and acceptance globally, right? So today, Riot Games, the maker of League of Legends and Valorant, is one of the largest video game developers in the world. And of course, Southeast Asia is a huge market for growth. So Roshan's going to ask, you know, how does the company plan to expand its presence in this region? And how might have COVID-19 impacted their business, good or bad, for them?
And of course, the gentleman in question is a man named Justin Hulog. Now, switching stateside, COVID-19, of course, has been something that has kept global investors at bay, and everybody's wondering, waiting to see what's going to happen.
Because, you know, bad enough, you've got, like you say, COVID-19, global recession, right? So the question is, now there's a new event that we might have almost forgotten, if not for COVID-19, that is going to keep adding to the volatility and the uncertainty, right? And this is the impending US elections in November, which, although is 5 months away, is something that we should keep our eye on, particularly since former Vice President Joe Biden, the Democratic presidential nominee, has actually gained a slight lead. Actually, it's not so slight, it's quite big, over President Trump.
Well, that's always interesting when the presidential elections loom near, and that lead that he had pre-COVID was existent. Now Biden is, by some measure, in the lead over Trump. So for more on this, we've got on the line with us a gentleman named Ed Clissold, the chief U.S. strategist for Ned Davis Research out of Sarasota, Florida. Ed, thank you for talking to us. Some say that history repeats itself. So what do past cycles tell us about how U.S. markets do in an election year?
Yeah, there does seem to be a pattern to how the market behaves in general during election years. And the main one is that the market tends to be weak during the early part of the election year and stronger in the second half of an election year. And that tends, and when the rally starts, does differ from cycle to cycle, but it usually begins in earnest once the market realizes who the winner is going to be. And because the market, over anything else, doesn't like uncertainty. And so once that uncertainty begins to be lifted, then the market can rally.
Yeah, but does COVID-19 change this pattern? And what about the action of the Federal Reserve to flood financial markets with cheap liquidity? Does that change things?
Well, I think it does, in a sense that one of the biggest challenges for an incumbent is the economy. When the economy has been in a recession, the incumbent has lost 80% of the time. When the economy hasn't been in a recession, the incumbent has won 68% of the time. So I think the question for President Trump and Republicans in general is will voters blame Trump for what's gone on in the economy, or will they say, you know, this is really something that was a one-off event due to the pandemic. And the liquidity is a big part of that the Federal Reserve has pumped into the economy. And I'll also add, probably the biggest and fastest fiscal stimulus ever. And that is supportive for the economy. So I think it does change the math a little bit in terms of those historical tendencies for the market for the incumbent party to do better or worse depending on the economy. I think it's really a referendum on how Trump has managed the pandemic and has managed the economy in an unusual environment.
Well, now the polls shows that Joe Biden's in the lead, and by some measure as well. How are markets taking the possibility that he could be the next president in America?
So Biden was viewed more positively during the primary season when there were more progressive Democratic candidates like Elizabeth Warren or Sanders who were at certain points leading in the polls. So Biden was seen as more of the status quo Democrat. But now I think there is a thought about whether or not Biden would be as market friendly as Trump has been. He's proposed raising the corporate tax rate in the United States, which Trump cut from 35% to 21%. Biden has talked about raising it back up to 28%, so basically removing half of the cut. So I think there is a question as to whether or not Biden would be viewed as favorably for the markets. But historically, over the long run, the market has done just about as well under Democrats as Republicans. Now, I would add this much, though. During the end of the election year, there's almost always a year-end rally. That year-end rally is stronger when the incumbent tends to win. Again, it has to do with the economy. Economy does well, incumbent's going to win, market does well. But that is amplified under Republicans. That is, if an incumbent Republican wins, that's the best scenario for the market historically. And then when an incumbent Republican loses, that's the worst scenario for the market. So if you look at Biden winning, that would probably be, you know, historically a negative for the market, at least in the short term. Now, in the long run, the market would probably do just as well under either one of them.
Well, you've tweeted about this before, and you pointed out that the effective tax rate on the S&P was already at a record low 3 years ago and fell to yet more records, to roughly about 18% as of last year, and at the end of last year. If Biden should come to power, to the presidentship, do you see him raising tax rates, you know, probably in kind of some response to the huge debt position that America finds itself in now?
Well, at some point, we're going to need to pay for the deficit spending that we're doing to get through the pandemic. So the possibility for higher tax rates, you know, down the road, not just for the United States, but for a lot of countries, you know, is out there. And raising taxes on corporations would certainly be on the table. In terms of the immediate impact, we did a study looking at, you know, what if the corporate tax rate did go up. If it went to 28%, that would be about a 12 or 13% impact on S&P 500 after-tax earnings. But as you alluded to, the effective tax rate is different from the actual tax rate. Companies get, you know, they manage the tax code through delayed taxes, from benefits, loopholes, and the effective tax rate actually didn't, instead of falling 14%, as the stated rate was, from 35 to 21, it actually fell about 7% after the tax cut. So maybe if the tax rate goes up, you know, by about 3 to 3.5%, that would equate to about a 4% drop in earnings. So somewhere in that 4 to 12% range is what we would think would be the impact on S&P 500 earnings if the corporate tax rate were raised to 28%, as Joe Biden has proposed.
So, Ed, it's another 5 months to go till U.S. elections, but what investment strategy would you advocate till then? Stay invested in the U.S. and overweight which asset class, especially after last night where the Fed say no more share buybacks, banks, no more dividends?
So currently we have a pretty balanced portfolio amongst asset classes, stocks versus bonds. And we do favor the U.S. over the rest of the world due to the more positive growth prospects in the U.S. But in addition to that, as we manage the pandemic, you know, companies that can be profitable even as the pandemic is going on should continue to benefit. And a lot of those are mega cap tech stocks, which are mostly in the U.S. So more of a stay at home strategy actually favors the U.S. versus the rest of the world. Now, if there are signs that that a vaccine is going to be coming sooner than some expect, then I think you could get a rotation out of the U.S. into more value-oriented areas that are more tied to the global economy, and so you could see a pretty good rotation if we get to that point in the second half of the year.
All right, Ed, thanks for talking to us. That was Ed Klissel, the Chief U.S. Strategist for Ned Davis Research, talking to us from Sarasota, Florida. Interesting points of view. I think it's worth pointing out, Xiaoning, that the tax cuts that Donald Trump has, you know, been implementing since he came to the presidentship 3 years ago, or was it 4 years ago now, buybacks are the biggest winners from all this, right? And when you look at it, and he's tweeted about this, so I'm looking at his Twitter account, S&P buybacks surged 50% from 2017 to 2019 versus CapEx, which is more important for the future of the business, rose only 19%. So at first glance, at least, according to Clissold's Twitter account, buybacks could be the biggest loser from a tax hike that what Biden is at least proposing, orally at least.
Yeah, but the other thing that Ed pointed out, which is interesting, is that 80% of incumbents have lost if it's a recession. So what does that mean for Trump, right? If history repeats itself, which it tends to, looks like Trump might be out of the White House. But if Trump loses, then also not good for markets based on history.
Absolutely. So, well, we'll have to wait and see because only time will tell. Up next, we'll talk to the World Bank on Malaysia's economy. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.